The basic process of Krishna conscious transformation is Shravanam and Kirtanam. To hear about Krishna and to chant about Krishna transforms the heart. Because through this process, Krishna is coming into the heart. Krishna is like the sun and Maya like the darkness. Wherever the Krishna sun is, no Maya darkness can be there. We do a lot of Kirtanam and Shravanam. Shravanam and Kirtanam during this seminar. Today we will concentrate on Smaranam, meditating. It is described that the end result of following the different procedures of Vaidhi Bhakti is to always remember Krishna and never forget him. In order to learn to think a little bit about Krishna, I will invite all of you to follow me on a meditational journey. We will take the text of this meditation from the book Hari Bhakti Kalpa Latika. It's a book which imbibes the pure principles of bhakti and which was very much liked by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, so much so that he always kept it in print. I personally believe that the text of this book was known to Srila Prabhupada when he spoke about meditation. Prabhupada once said, you can imagine that in my heart I have placed now a very diamond throne and Krishna is sitting. Krishna is coming. He will sit down here. That is not false. That is a fact. So you create such situation within your mind. Now Krishna has seated. Let me wash his feet with the Ganges water, Yamuna water. And now I change his dress to a first-class costly garment. Then I decorate him with ornaments. Then I give him for eating. You can simply think of this. This is meditation. Svanta stena gadabrita. It is so nice thing. So we will do this today. As we will do this, we will, you will find out that what Prabhupada describes here is described in this book. If you want to know from where this quote is, it is from a lecture which he delivered in Geneva. And those computer experts, we can give them the text and they can then type it into the computer and then it spits out the exact reference, the computer. So, I will now go with you through an exercise from the Hatha Yoga tradition. It's a pranayama exercise which will make yourself ready for meditation. In Hari Bhakti Vilas, Sanatana Goswami says that before chanting the Gayatri Mantra, you must do pranayama exercises if your mind is disturbed to calm it down. And we will do some of these exercises now. You please remain seated, but I have to stand up. The reason why I must stand up is because I have to make a very important announcement first. I must make sure that there is an undisturbed atmosphere during this meditation. So my first request is that any possible noise which appears outside, devotees, maybe like I see Udata and Vishnumurti, when you see some noise, please explain to the devotees that we are meditating now. Please, for half an hour, you have to be very, very silent. Please, Vishnumurti, have you heard? Yes? Please, just inform them kindly. Yes? Psh, 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 like this. Another thing is, if you have children, my dear mothers, and the children feel a little restless because they cannot enter into the deep ocean of meditation, please be so kind in the interest of others to take the children to a place where they can happily scream and shout without disturbing others. And when you see someone falling in ecstasy and screaming, Ha Krishna, Ha Gauranga, tell them to please be silent. Hare Krishna. In other words, please let us respect that we need to be very silent. Also those who do puja, if we should go beyond the time, please wait for a little time until we are finished. And no announcement, no handies, no, I think you got the ideas. Please excuse me, or prostitute for saying these things.
Yeah.
Please sit very comfortably.
Molim vas, jako udobno sjednite.
As comfortable as you can feel for about half an hour. Please slowly come to a peaceful sitting position and close your eyes. For about half an hour, we want to go deep and remember Krishna in the heart. Let us prepare by some simple breathing exercises. Breathe very deeply in. Try to breathe into the area of your stomach. Your stomach will go out as you breathe in and will go in as you breathe out. Breathe in and out very deeply. In the Gita, Krishna describes that he is prana, the energy in the air. He is always with you in the form of your breathing. Krishna in the form of prana is always accompanying you. Let us for a moment just concentrate on the air as it goes in and as it goes out. Don't force your breathing. Let it come naturally, in and out, like waves which come on the shore of an ocean. Our mind will think of many things, but for this moment we will just focus it on the breathing in and out. And slowly we will feel that we become more peaceful inside. In and out. In and out. Now we will try to concentrate on that part of our body where the air first touches us. We breathe in through our nose and we breathe out through our nose. Now let us find out, where does the air enter our body? Where is the entrance gate? Is it more in the left nostril or more in the right nostril? Concentrate on this task. Where does the air enter our body first? And what is the feeling which you have there? Is it a cooling feeling? Is it a little itchy sensation? Is it a little tense or relaxed? What is the feeling which we feel as the air goes into our body? The mind will wander from this meditation, but we bring it always back, bring it back to the task ahead of you. Now we will enter the area of our heart, where we are, the eternal soul. We are here in the area of the heart, and we are part of Krishna. We are full of Satchit Ananda, full of eternity, knowledge and bliss, just like Krishna is full of eternity, knowledge and bliss. We are his parts, like little parts of gold nuggets are part of the gold mine. Everything is all right.
Sve u redu.
Krishna is our father. He cares for us. And he's much more than our Father. We are not the body, as we have heard so many times. We are a spiritual soul.
Mi smo duhovna duša.
In the area of the heart, and we are part of Krishna. Let us meditate how we are part of Krishna, and meditate how Krishna loves us. All this time we keep on breathing deep in and out. Now we will make a little journey. Let us for a moment move through our head out of this material body. Let us watch at ourselves from above, how we are sitting there. Our bodies are breathing. We are spiritual. We are at present in the body, but it's only one of many bodies which we had. And for a moment we will look at us from above. We do not think what our neighbor thinks. For this moment we dwell in this feeling, we are part of Krishna and we are an eternal soul. Now let us meditate on Vrindavan, which is filled with intoxicated dancing peacocks. There are flowers which are surrounded by bees, attractive fruits and wonderful new trees with newly grown buds on them. Let us meditate upon the desire trees of Vrindavan. They have flowers who are like beautiful pearls. They have jewels and they have fruits who are like precious stones. Let us now meditate on a golden temple. A temple which is situated under the desire trees. This temple is decorated with beautiful canopies and it is built upon a golden foundation. Oh, there are hundreds of jeweled pillars. And look at the waving flags. The temple is surrounded by enchanting flower garlands. Now we will go into the temple. Within the temple is a jeweled throne. And on top of that throne is a pink lotus flower. It has 8 petals. Let us now meditate that Krishna has seated himself on the throne. He attracts the minds of everyone and he is the abode of all happiness. Let us meditate about his face. It is peaceful like the full moon. His wonderful body is blackish like the new rain cloud. It is illuminated with ornaments and it is smeared with the pollen from fully blossomed lotus flowers. Around him are the gopis who serve him. They fan him with the corners of their garments. Now we will move to Krishna's lotus feet. He is decorated with ankle bells. His beautiful toes are decorated with brightly shining moon-like toenails. On his feet are auspicious signs such as lotus. There's a flag and also an anchor on his lotus feet. Now we move up to his knees. They are round and very attractive. His thighs are just like banana trees. He's dressed in yellow garments. And around his waist is a golden belt. His chest is broad and decorated with three lines. His lotus-like navel is decorated with rows of bees in the form of bodily hair. On his chest we find the wonderfully illuminated Kaustubha jewel. And let us look on his brightly shining hands. They are decorated with pink nails. And around his arms are jeweled bangles and bracelets. He wears a garland of fragrant forest flowers on his neck. This garland seems to embrace his neck. And full of devotion, this garland reaches down to his lotus feet. Let us meditate about the clever bumblebees who come to him with a desire to drink the honey of the garland. Now let us meditate about the nectarian smile of his copper-colored lips. Krishna smiles. He smiled at Arjuna when he was full of misery. His smile dries the ocean of tears in this material world. It seems that through his smiling, he is emitting his heart's ecstasy. The smile of Krishna, so beautiful. His cheeks are illuminated by the effulgence of his golden earrings. His eyes are like white blooming lotus flowers. And his eyebrows are like bows. On the tip of his beautifully raised nose is situated a bright pearl. It is hanging from his nose. Krishna wears a peacock feather on his crown. He is happily playing with his fingers on the holes of his flute. He is a fresh youth, more beautiful than the god of love. He is the ocean of enjoyment. The ocean of transcendental happiness, the only ocean of compassion, and the only Lord for pleasing the three worlds. Krishna plays on his flute. They are the oxen and white cows. They keep holding the morsels of grass in their mouths, and they look at Krishna without blinking their eyes. The calves continue drinking milk from the udders of their mothers. Mother cows slowly go to Krishna and surround the Lord in all the four directions. Now in our meditation, we look upon the demigods who are in front of Krishna. There is Lord Brahma, who offers obeisances to the Lord. There are great yogis like Sanaka, who desire to attain liberation. Then there are the Vedic saints who chant Vedic mantras. And there are the Gandharvas and Vidyadharas. They are like angels who sing the glories of the Lord. They dance and play musical instruments. And see there, in front of the Lord is the great sage Narada. But he is in the sky. His feet don't touch the earth. He is so attached to devotional service of the Lord's lotus feet. He has matted hair which is reddish brown. His body is as white as the moon, and his hair stands on end as he sings the glories of Lord Krishna. And he plays on his veena. In this way, one should meditate on Krishna as he is worshipped by Narada. Now we meditate on beautiful smiling Krishna. He has a beautiful dhoti, but he's very small now, and he crawls towards his mother when she calls him. He's about to get new teeth. I meditate on smiling Shri Krishna, whose eyes are like reddish lotus flowers, whose hair is decorated with a peacock feather, who holds butter in his hands, and who is surrounded by his cowherd boyfriends, and who dances beautifully. Please let us meditate on this cowherd boy Shri Krishna, who is eager to hear the sound of his own flute, who is surrounded by calves with milk in their mouths. Let us now meditate on Krishna, who holds a flute in one hand and places his other hand in the hand of Sri Radhika. In this way, Krishna dances in the midst of the gopis with Srimati Radharani, who dance and clap their hands. Now we will meditate about the super soul, Krishna within the heart. In a four-armed, beautiful Vishnu form, Lord Vasudev is situated in our own heart. And he is in the heart of everyone. He knows what we want. He has been fulfilling our many desires since time immemorial. He will surely fulfill our desire to come to Krishna. At the end, we will meditate about one verse. Those devotees who constantly remember Sri Hari in this way will be devoid of all miseries. When we meditate about Krishna, our hearts will be absorbed in thoughts of the Lord. Our senses will be conquered, we will be full of faith, and in the end we will become mad by ecstatic love. Now please breathe in and breathe out very deep. Think how you are an eternal soul. Again, put your mind on this wonderful, this breathing, the Lord, this prana. And let us again remember to come back in the body. You might like to stretch your body a little bit. I know some of you don't want to come back, but it's also nice in the tent. You might like to put your head a little back and forth.
Махните главом напред и натраг.
Thank you very much. In the Nectar of Devotion, there is a very nice story which tells us about the amazing benefits of meditation. It is about a Brahmana. This Brahmana hears in an assembly of devotees that if you meditate upon doing devotional service to Krishna, it is the same as physically executing that service. He's a very poor Brahmana.
Taj Brahmana jako siromašan.
And he understands, this is my chance.
I on shvaća, to je moja prilika.
So he builds in his meditation, he builds a very nice golden temple. And he engages every morning in bathing and then decorating the deities in beautiful, costly garments. And then he cooks. One day he cooks sweet rice. Now, every cultured person knows you need to serve sweet rice when it's still cold, not warm or hot. So he wants to test if is sweet rice fit for serving, but, or is it still too hot? So hot! At this moment, the Lord smiles towards Lakshmi. they are in Vaikuntha. Lakshmi asks the Lord, why are you smiling? The Lord doesn't explain, but he sends a Vaikuntha airplane to immediately call this devotee, take him back home, back to Godhead. He had accepted that service. He had accepted what he did. Krishna's coming, Prabhupada said. He will sit down here. That is a fact. So you create such situation within your heart. I can well imagine that for some of you it is difficult to have this guided meditation because you want to go along with your own speed.
Jer želite ići vlastitom brzinom napred.
I could only, I wanted to help you get an experience of this. So now you can sometimes meditate on your own. If you wish to have this authorized description of Lord Krishna, I will request our Stavavali to translate this into beautiful Croatian language, and or you can arrange it. And then when it's done, send it out to the devotees who wish to have it. Mm-hmm. I will not take questions now, because we have a different atmosphere than usually in the tent. This is very clear to the objective observer. Now we will do another meditation.
Sada ćemo raditi jednu drugu meditaciju.
A meditation on the beautiful holy names of the Lord. And you will see it is very nice now, because your mind is in a different situation. We will sing a Vrindavan tune. Those of you who yet please stay with us, for this is just a short, and then we end this class. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hai Bo! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hai Bo! Hai Bo! Hai Bo! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jaya Radha, Kunya Vihari Radha, Kunya Vihari Radha, Kunya Vihari Radha.
Sisi Gora Nitai Ki Jai! One last tip for all of you. Please, when you are in this moment after this nice meditation, don't immediately talk about the things of the village. Yes. Three weeks ago, we were renting a huge sailing boat, 50 meters long and going over the Baltic Sea. And I gave a seminar to new people on this boat, and we also did this meditation. Now, in the midst of the meditation, the extremely sensitive boatman wielded up the anchor chain. He was as sensitive as the devotee who spoke in the loudspeaker during the meditation. And one of the members became so shocked by this of the anchor chain. He almost jumped up and said to the boatman, "You have destroyed my meditation," and threw him over the boat. He was so angry. German mentality. Yes. So be careful a little bit for some time from outside material influences. It disturbs the consciousness. I want to thank you very, very much. You were very kindly participating. I hope I could serve you with this. I know for some of you it was a little unusual and new to do this, but it is good. It's authorized. So tomorrow on Radhastami, during the time we will have a different schedule. We will not have this seminar, but in the afternoon at 4 o'clock we will have a program called Jai Sridharthe. It is called For the Glory of Srimati Radharani. It will be leelas about Radharani, but also something special which I cannot say now. Please come at 4 o'clock. You will hopefully like it. I wish you a very nice evening program. It was also full of nice surprises. A theater play at 7:45. And then our own Gauran Karan will sing for us. And I have heard already the proba. It was extremely ecstatic and spiritual. So please be with us for the evening program. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, C.C. Gonitai ki jai, C.C. Radha Kunya Vihari ki jai, Gau Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.